Welcome in, listeners, to another episode of the Busby Bay Podcast. Colin Dams, joined by Matt Barnes.
Yo, what's
up? And yeah, we had another bad loss this past weekend. There was no podcast last week, but there was also a Champions League draw with Atalanta after the Tottenham game. Those were kind of identified in the news, at least, is the three games for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer to save his job. And it would indicate that that wouldn't be happening. But we're sitting here on Wednesday, and he is still currently the manager of Manchester United. So it looks like, at least for now, the Glazers are sticking with a plan, keeping Solskjaer in charge. And that's how things are going to be moving forward.
I hate this, but like I think tactically my guy's just out of sauce, and I really think that he's crumbling under the pressure of coaching for Man United.
But, yeah, and especially like, right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really hurts. We can talk about all the losses, but I mean, it's just the way that they happen, you know? Like we weren't really in those games, and I mean, you know, we could argue, you know, but it didn't feel like we were, right? Like, you know, like how many times have we seen Ronaldo saving Ollie memes, you know, like a million times, like the last like 2 weeks, right? Like I just see it every day. Like
this is one of those things where like,
right?
Like everything is pointing that way. Like analytics, eye tests, all that shit is like, we're not in these games. We're not playing well enough. We're not moving the ball forward. And, you know, the gamble was, this has been talked about, Tifo Football did a good video on this too, that like the gamble of bringing in Ronaldo was you bringing in someone who's probably going to get you at least a goal a game on average. He's just that good at putting the ball in the back of the net. But we've ignored the midfield for a really long time. And that's really where things are biting us now, because teams move through us so easily.
But yeah, and we can't even keep the ball when we get it.
So yeah, it's
like we can't support. Now, I do think once we get like a specialist there, I do think we're a good team.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong. Like in the long run, Ollie got this team to where it was, you know. But like, I do think that it's. It seems like tactically he just doesn't really have like, the interview thing, right? Like Harry Maguire seeing the team lacking confidence and Ollie being like, oh.
Yeah, like.
Like how, dude? Like how? Yeah.
It's like how would you not know that is the case? And I mean, it's bad enough that the players like almost have to talk about it at this point, because if they don't, they're going to be hounded on social media for saying, you know, it's just more of the same apology posts or whatever. Like people know what's up. Like
and
people,
what Harry said, people realize innocent, things are going. To be honest.
Yeah, and like Harry Maguire is an example of a player that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer brought in and filled an immediate need in the team, which was, you know, a dominant physical center back who could also, you know, kind of call plays and read things out and be vocal. And Bruno Fernandes filled a similar need in central midfield or attacking midfield of kind of, you know, being the number 10 that runs the show for Ollie's offense. You know, Wan-Bissaka filled that immediate need at right back. Other than that, though, it's like we've brought in a bunch of pieces that either add nice depth but don't contribute a whole lot in the first team, or they're just going to sit behind people anyway. You know, like Rafael Varane is a luxury buy who's done really well for us. Unfortunately, is injured now, but we were okay at center back. I mean, we're not now because everyone's injured, including Varane and Lindelof and Maguire playing through injury. But like, we haven't bought a midfielder in three seasons now of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer having very big influence on overall team direction.
He just doesn't play Donny Van de Beek, dude. Like, I mean, granted, that might not be his position, but like, dude, just play him.
At this point, you gotta give him a he's literally running out of options. Like you said, he's out of sauce tactically. Like, I think I agree with that 100% in that he's gotten a lot out of McTominay and Fred, and he's squeezed the last bit of life out of Nemanja Matic at times. But at some point, you gotta address that problem, because it's an area of the pitch that is so important, especially the way that we play the game and that the game in general is played nowadays. And we've just kind of ignored it.
Yeah. It's crazy, dude. It's crazy, man. Like, it really sucks, and I don't want to feel this way. And sure, like, maybe we can find some confidence somewhere in the season, and, you know, like, I don't know. Like, maybe we can salvage something from the season, but, like, shit, dude. Like, now, it's just, like, rock bottom. Like, it's like,
yeah, he's got to do it now, the thing. It's like, I mean, you and I are people who from day one have been pretty much on Solskjaer's side. Like, I remember the day that Jose was fired, you and I were texting that whole day that we were going to talk about it in the evening of who we thought should replace him. And by the end of the day, we had the answer that was Solskjaer. And I don't think either of us, like, even had him on our list of, like, managers to potentially talk about. And it was just a kind of really refreshing, you know, positive sign. And to see that it's come to where it is now is really sad, I think, just for me personally.
Yeah. I rooted for him, and I defended him.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're at this point now. I just don't know what to think, man. Like, I just don't know where we go from here. Like we're just in trouble, man. Like, we got some bad injuries. Not, like, injuries that are, like, bad, but, like, injuries that, like, to important people. Like, he's not gonna – he refuses to play Donny. He just refuses, no matter what happens, to play Donny. It's just, like – he needs a run of games, you know? You can't just play him for one, like, two or three and then expect him to, like, do okay. Like, man. And last year he never played him. He only played in Europe. He, like, really only played in Europe. And it was so, like, see, he'd play, like, every 3 weeks.
I was looking it up, like, too, that, like, on paper he played 36 games last year. But it really doesn't feel like it, because most of those were, like, substitute appearances.
I want to know how many of those were starts.
Yeah.
I bet two of them are starts.
It's probably
not including Europe. I'm just talking about just Premier League.
Yeah. Here, I'll try and look that up right
not
now.
Literally two. I know it's not literally two.
You keep talking.
Yeah, but nah, dude, I just, we have a good team, dude. Like, that's the thing that's, like, sad. Like, that's how you can tell, is that, like, I feel like we have a good team, like, with the exception of a midfielder. But, like, should we be still struggling this much? I don't know. Also, your captain comes out and says you lack confidence, or your team is lacking confidence. What are you doing, man?
Okay, so he had 19 appearances in the Premier League last year, but only 511 minutes, so it's not showing me how many, like, substitute appearances that was, but that's definitely not, like, 19 times 90 is more than 511, is the point I'm making. Yeah. It's really discouraging that we're at this point now, and I think it's really discouraging, too, that, like, throughout this year, there has been a lot of up and down in terms of, like, the club's front office and, you know, bringing in a technical director in Darren Fletcher and then a football director in John Murtaugh, Ed Woodward supposedly going out the door. But, like
good moves, I think, but, like, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, it's so clear over these last few weeks that they were not prepared for this sort of like downturn. Like, if you don't foresee that, that's fine. Like, I understand there was a lot of reason to be positive about this season, but you need to at least have some sort of plan in place if things go wrong. You know, like, we see all the other big clubs have something in the works early in the season. If they know things are going to go devastatingly wrong, they've got a short list, you know, they've got managers that they have had in mind, you know, maybe people they've even talked to at some point. And there's just been nothing on the Manchester United front to indicate that there is long-term planning at this club, you know? And like, Ed Woodward is like now reportedly in talks to be in an advisory role after he steps down as chairman, no, which basically means that he's not leaving, you know? And one, like, going back to the Super League thing, as Woodward was sort of like touted as one of the masterminds behind it, I don't want that guy anywhere near club planning, whether it's in an advisory role or not, you know? Like, he's not somebody who understands the best interests of the fans of this club. He's not somebody who understands how to manage this term and plan long term. He's just not somebody who has done well at his job. And that he is stuck around in any capacity, I think, is a failure.
I agree. But Glazers love him because he makes money.
Yeah.
And I don't know, dude. I think even the Glazers are going to want Ollie out, like, by the end of the season. Because, I mean, they haven't let him go by now. I don't know, like, I feel like it'd have to get, like, horribly bad for them to, like, fire him during the season at this point.
Yeah. They, like,
especially with a January transfer window, like, who knows, maybe we get something, in the, you know, get some kind of transfer.
You can have a midfielder as a treat.
Right, like, I don't know. Something, man, you know, like.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but. This was a prime opportunity to do it if you were going to do it with the international break, but I didn't want Conte. Really.
Yeah.
I don't really know who I want, but I did not want Conte.
Yeah, we've, one of our writers, Suede, has been doing a piece on potential manager replacements. Eric Ten Hag, who's been the manager of Ajax for like 6 years now, is somebody a lot of people think would be a good fit. But he's also somebody who...
Shit, Donny would start every game.
Yeah, he's somebody you'd have to... Basically, every manager you would have to be able to promise the money to buy a midfielder for, because there's nobody really...
I mean, shit, they don't have anything else to buy for.
Yeah.
You don't need any more forwards. Like, maybe another defender somewhere.
Yeah.
In the fullbacks, maybe. That's it. Like, get like two midfielders. Yeah. Get like a defensive guy, and then get like, I don't know, like, get two defensive guys. Fuck, I don't know, dude. Like, get something, man. Like, but
and even
that'd be cool.
If you don't think someone's a finished product, I think that's fine too, because I mean, Manchester City and Liverpool are going to be as good as they are for at least a couple more years, you know, like
100%.
We don't have to win the Premier League. We don't have to go out and find somebody who's going to be N'Golo Kanté immediately, you know, like just get some dudes who can learn their shit and play the way that you want, you know, like I'd love if we fronted 150 million or 200 million to Bayern Munich and got Joshua Kimmich, but like, everyone knows that that's not going to happen.
Shit, at that point, let's get Declan Rice, dude. Like,
are you saying?
I want Declan.
I'd rather have Kimmich than Rice.
You know what? At this point, like, I don't really care what happens. If we get a body in there that's like...
Somebody who's faster and has more stamina than Matic and who knows how to pass.
Yeah, pretty much.
And intercept. Because
Matic is like... Every couple of weeks, Matic will give you a decent performance, but that's all he can give you. Like, he's old.
We basically we paid 40 million pounds for the player that he used to be, and he gave us like one really good season, and then Ollie's gotten some stuff out of him for stretches after that.
Yeah, but, he's been okay.
Yeah, but like that's kind of the archetype that we need, though, of like, look at somebody who does what Matic did really well, and you know, either pay to develop them or bring them in immediately.
Just be a dickhead in front of the back four and just
Matic
should make that shit look easy, dude. Like, even when he comes in and he actually plays, and I know he doesn't play often, but he like, and that's what's like weird under Ollie is that like I think he's been like good under Ollie. It's just like he never plays because he's old. Like, all this again.
Yeah.
But like, but I mean, what he just makes the shit look so easy. Like, whenever it's just like, what, why have you guys been doing this? Like,
yeah.
Like, he just tackles on the ball so well and just takes it off so well, and yeah. We really need a defensive midfielder.
Yeah. We, so Polly made like a formation graph, the other day of players that that Ollie has signed since coming to the club. And so it's like a goalkeeper, a complete back four, some right wingers and left wingers, a couple strikers, and like two attacking midfielders, and zero holding midfielders. And it was funny because it just looked like the way that we play almost normally. Like, that's like our exact formation. There's just a giant hole in midfield, and then we've got some nice attackers and defenders.
Wow. Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't want to be a super Debbie Downer about it. But it is hard not to be when you just lose to City and Liverpool. We knew this is going to be a hard stretch, and not having Varane obviously is pretty, I think, pretty,
like, yeah,
kind of unlucky also for Ollie, like, if I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, these injuries have not been very lucky for him. But yeah, my guy needs to say less in press conferences.
Yeah.
Which is not something I'd usually say about him, but right now he needs to.
Yeah. I mean, he's, like, never really been the kind of manager that you dread hearing the press conference notes from. I mean, definitely not like Jose was.
I don't know.
Louis van Gaal was, like, entertaining. You know, like, he was pretty funny. But for the most part, we played pretty dreadful football.
I think best coach to listen to in interviews has got to be Mike Leach.
Yeah, somebody asked Ole Gunnar Solskjaer what his favorite Halloween candy is.
Dude, like, Mike Leach will give you a whole thing. Well, I really don't eat the stuff anymore, but I'll tell you what, I do love bubble.
Yeah.
Like, and I'll go into a whole thing.
Yeah. For anyone who, which I'm sure might be a lot of our listeners, Mike Leach Halloween candy interview, go look it up. It's incredible. It's like this American football coach, they've just won a game. The reporter approaches him, and instead of asking him about the game, she asks about candy corn. And he immediately just goes on this rant about candy, almost like it was planned. Like, he was just so ready to talk about candy. It's kind of, it was nuts.
Oh my God, dude. That guy is, oh man, what a guy. Well, yeah, but we got the international break, and then we've got Watford.
Yeah. Which should be a win, okay. But they've been weird lately in terms of, like, they'll just suddenly score 5 goals against Everton.
Yeah. We'll see if we win that. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Then we play Villarreal, so.
Must win.
Yeah.
And then it's, like, Arsenal and Chelsea right after that, right?
Yeah. Chelsea the 28th and Arsenal the 2nd.
Yeah, so this is just, like, this schedule is probably the worst possible, like, run of games that Solskjaer could have in this, like, bad form that we're in. But also, like,
he's got to get some points out of this, dude.
Yeah, like,
at this point, it's mission top four again.
Yeah, there's really no excuse. Like, and we can, you know, last year and the year before that, we had a lot of the defense of, you know, we need a few more pieces. We need midfielders. And at this point, I just don't think there's much more room for him to stand in terms of that defense of him, you know? Like,
yeah.
He's had a lot of influence in the players that we went out and got. And some of them have been incredible. You know, like Bruno Fernandes is probably the best transfer this club has made since Wayne Rooney. Well, I don't know about that. I mean, Ivan Vidic. I don't know. There's a lot of really good ones.
Debatably. It's really good.
Yeah. Like what I'm saying is we found a bona fide superstar in Bruno Fernandes, and he fits, you know, the exact role that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer needed in his attack. That was great. Lots of other good ones. We needed midfielders, though. And for the last 2 years, we've been defending him that we didn't have the right personnel there. I don't think I can make that argument anymore just because he's had the time to go out and do that, you know?
Oh, man. Colin, have you looked at the goal differential?
Yeah, it's not great.
Of the top six? It's insane. Like, the top four are all in the 20s. Arsenal is at 0, and we have 2.
Yeah. We,
That's crazy.
We've, like, what, scored 19, conceded 17?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, somebody pointed out, is about where we were at this time last year. But we fixed things.
Yeah. I mean,
at least temporarily.
Who knows? Maybe Ollie will prove us all wrong.
I hope he does. I hope that, you know, we come out and we win.
It is a weird 10 season.
Games in a row or whatever.
It is a weird season. So, like, teams can lose. So, I mean, we got to be consistent. That's the hardest thing for us. So, we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's about all I got.
Yeah, that's all I got, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Right. Well, thanks, guys.
Yeah, we'll see you next time.
Bye.